buenos días, tardes, lo que sea para ti. This is La Hora with Isela, and yours truly, Isela, is your host. We are on KVON 1440 AM. It's beautiful out, but you know, it's kind of that weather that you kind of love to hate in the fall. It's kind of hot in the sun, cold in the shade. But anyhow, we are kicking off October. Ya estamos en octubre. I know, hard to believe, but festivals are everywhere, and of course, Halloween is just a few days away. Can you believe it? After Halloween, it's downhill from here, I'm sure, because it is the holidays, and honestly, se nos acaba el año. So I want to say that maybe at 85 some odd days till the end of the year, se acaba 2019, and then we go into 80 some odd days till Christmas, 50 some odd days for Thanksgiving, and then 20 to 25 days till Halloween. So también queremos decirles que estamos celebrando la herencia latina. And we've been celebrating that here in Napa for what, already 2 months? And we're going for another steady month after this. So I really do enjoy bringing different artists to the studio. Yes, Simon, last time I had brought, of course, Lisa Baby. And she brought some of her art to you guys on Facebook Live not too long ago. And so today I'm going to have two vendors that are here. And I'm not going to spoil the surprise. I just wanted to talk a little bit about Latinos and kind of the influence that we are here in America. We are 57.5 million strong, and that of course is due to el census de el 2014, 15, algo por ahí. And so honestly, como les habíamos dicho, I think it's really important que vayamos poniendo atención para ponerle más números a ese censo, because I think we are short. And of course, in California, desde el 2012, Latinos make up about 17% of the U.S. population. And of course, Nuevo Mexico, Latinos in New Mexico is a 47%. And in California, we're over 14 million Hispanos and Latinos here mixed. So I have to admit, estaba leyendo, what is it called? Latin Times. And I came across some interesting facts that Latinos should know. And here we go. So I'm going to start off with a number one. And I believe we had 8 important facts that we wanted to get through. And so Hispanos are no longer the fastest growing minority group. It was kind of interesting when I was reading this because I'm like, gosh, we're always having babies. How is that possible? Pero nomás para que sepan que nuestro grupo, que es minoría, are Asians that are having more babies than us. Ándele, échenle ganas. Y hagan más babies porque nos están sacando la carrera. So, and then Hispanos influence food culture. And I have to say that that is definitely true. I went to Las Vegas and something interesting that I saw was that there was a Japanese Mexican mix of foods. And so there was something called like the sushirito or something like that. And so it was someone that was mixed in, that was mixed Japanese with Latino influence and decided to make a sushi burrito, because for those big people that really like sushi, un roll de sushi no les alcanza, so what better than a sushi supersized burrito for that. Número tres, Hispanos are more open to mobile technology. Ain't that the truth? All of my primos, primas, hermanas, we're all on technology. And honestly, a veces we think it's a little bit of a downfall because todos tienen el cuello torcido and into that cell phone. But other than that, I mean, tecnología shouldn't only be on mobile devices. I think it should cross different boundaries. And then fourth, I thought this was an interesting thought, especially since we were talking about public charge and we were talking about las fronteras, that immigration is not the biggest issue for Latinos. In the Pew Research Center has found in a recent study that the most pressing issue in the Latino community is education, and so followed by jobs, and then the economy and healthcare, and then we go into immigration, which I was sitting there, I'm like, you know, we really don't hear about some of these other topics, but I think they're really hush-hush because, you know, it's something so simple like education. Why can't, you know, our community find education? But it's also that that language or the communication piece that disseminates that information to our familias out there. Número cinco, Latinos have a significant consumer buying power. So the St. Louis Federal Reserve found that by 2025, the Latino community living in the United States could see a spike in wealth. Ay, que odios los escuche. Please, my way. Please, specifically. The study finds that the economic trends of the past two decades are to hold up. And to see our wealth triple in the next 10 some years, owing anywhere between $2.5 trillion to $4.4 trillion. I think that's phenomenal. Número seis, Latinos are grossly underrepresented in the entertainment industry. I thought we were doing pretty good, but I guess we hear of those big Latino stars that we're really not, you know, seeing how many of those Latino stars are out there. So échenle ganas. I mean, gosh, if we know drama, God, I know I'm a drama queen. So, I mean, a mí me pueden poner en ese porcentaje de 25. It'd probably go to 50% on all of these, on this percent scale. Número siete, there is an advantage to speaking Spanish. I love it. University of Vermont have found an advantage to the benefit of speaking Spanish, or rather in the way Spanish speakers express themselves. According to the researchers, those who converse in Spanish are more positive and speak in a more positive manner than those who speak other languages. So, ¿qué tal, mi gente? Sigan hablando español, because I've always seen it a benefit. Like I said, I told somebody, I'm kind of waiting for that day, que el día que yo esté hablando español en público y que alguien me calle, espérense el día, because it's going to be the last day. Maybe like, como que se borre la ciudad por el mapa. And number eight, Latinos enjoy shopping more than other races. There is a study, Fashion Leadership, Shopping Enjoyment, and Gender, Latinos versus Caucasian Consumers Shopping Preferences. So this is from Buffalo State and University of North Texas, found that Latinos are more likely to be fashion leaders than Caucasian peers, and they convey higher levels of shopping enjoyment than Caucasians. You know, you would think that would be kind of different, but the reason why I ended off on shopping more than anything is that we have in our studio two vendors that bring to you, I would say, a little bit of cultura, a little bit of what it smells like in your tierra, I mean, what it speaks to you like. And I wanted to have the pleasure of bringing Joanna Garcia Salazar with Hija del Maíz and Nena Pinedo with Hija de Tu Padre, vendors that are from the East Bay, Oakland, specifically. And I wanted to darle las bienvenidas because number eight here says we enjoy shopping more than other races. And so I'm sure that you enjoy that being a vendor, right?
I like the sales.
Of course. We all like the sales. You know, I wanted to introduce you guys, but I wanted to welcome you before, you know, muchas gracias for being here on a weekend and for coming out. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, of course. So I wanted to make sure that that you guys kind of understood that the reason why I had you guys on the air was we're celebrating La Herencia Latina. And there's, when I was looking through your Instagram page, there was a story that you guys were telling. And so I wanted to kind of bring that to light. We do have artists here in Napa, but sometimes I feel that we're missing kind of something here in Napa. We're kind of secluded from a lot of other cultural shocks that other people are not used to. And so with that, and before we start jumping into the multiple questions I have for you guys, Joanna, tell us a little bit about you and de donde eres y tu familia.
Mi familia es de Michoacán, mi papá y mi mamá es de Guanajuato. Yo soy nacida, born and raised, en Oakland, California. Tengo tres hermanas. Estoy casada con un artista que está deportado. Él creció en Oakland, California. Llegó ahí en una edad muy pequeña. Y siempre tengo mi apoyo a mi sobrina, mi hija, mi hijo. Y eso es como comenzamos con todo esto. Pero crecí en Oakland y ahora siempre me ha gustado mi cultura. Siempre era la rara que se vestía el 5 de mayo. Todos los demás igual. Mm-hmm. Y yo me ponía mi falda y mi mamá decía, te van a hacer burla. And I'm like, it's okay.
Yeah.
A mí me encanta mi cultura. Estoy tan contenta que ahora ya se está abriendo más las personas. Las palabras que usamos son más regulares. Por ejemplo, Dolores Huerta, ahora ya se reconoce un poquito más. No sabemos que es nada más la persona que estaba atrás. O sea, Chávez estaba a un lado. Uh-huh. Las mujeres siempre hemos estado a un lado de los hombres, no atrás de ellos.
Okay.
So, eso es una cosa que me encanta mucho porque tenemos muchas de nuestras semillas que están aprendiendo nuestra cultura.
Muy bien. Well, thank you so much for being here. I am now jumping over to Nena. Tell us a little bit about yourself. I'm super happy. You guys have to be here in the studio. Maybe I'm going to just focus on your earrings really quick because they are phenomenal. And so I was asking her, your earrings, where did you get those? She's like, this is my product. Yes. So Nena, tell us a little bit about yourself and your familia. Where are you guys from?
My family's from, well, I'm from Oakland. My family, my dad is from Colotlán, Jalisco. My mom, her family is from Seneguilla, Durango.
Okay.
Really, I just how my cousin said, we're the same. I was one of those people that would go hella Mexican, and my mom would be like, you need to stop. Like, she tells me all the time, you're hella Mexican. You need to stop. So
I'm laughing because this is the same thing that happened to me when I was growing up. And I was like, ponte paz, ¿qué va a decir la gente? And I'm like, yeah, who cares?
And now my daughter, she's 7, she's picking up those little habits. And I'm like, oh my God, we're hella Mexican.
Hella Mexican.
And we need to remember we were born here.
Yeah, of course. Oh my goodness. And that's interesting that you say that because there's just so many resemblance. And it's almost kind of like that's a piece of cultura there that your mom is telling you, hey, cálmate, ¿qué es lo que va a decir la gente?
And I'm like, yeah. And see, my dad is the complete opposite. My dad is just like that.
Really?
Me and my dad are the exact same. That's actually how I got my name.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So, un poquito de historia. So, kind of describe to me growing up in the neighborhood or maybe the moves or the towns where you grew up at. Who wants to start first?
Yo porque estoy más vieja, ¿verdad? yo crecí en I remember living in West Oakland.
Okay.
And I was fairly young. My best friend lived right in front of my house. Her name was Chumika. And we were right next to the railroad tracks. And that's when I had my first part of understanding a little bit about what immigration was. Pasaba el tren. And I remember seeing different people, mujeres y hombres, en mi casa. And my mom les daba de comer, les daba ropa. Y luego mi papá llegaba y los llevaba a una iglesia. Y ahí los ayudaban. Pero yo pensé que nada más eran personas que estábamos ayudando. No sabía exactamente lo que era hasta después. Después nos movimos al área de Fruitvale. Es donde están todos, el Little Mexico en Oakland. Están todos los latinos. Ahí viví cerca de la iglesia de Santa Isabel, en 34th. En 34th en Fergio me acuerdo mucho ir a un lugar que ya está cerrado, desgraciadamente. Se llama Town Photo. Y es todo mundo que era de hoy de Oakland se sacaba sus cholo fotos ahí en Town Photo. Y luego más para arribita ahí en Fruitvale estaba el Centro de Juventud, Nel Centro de Juventud. Y ahí cada verano nos la pasábamos haciendo actividades, nos llevaban a lugares que pues nuestros papás a veces no podían pagar, como Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk, Great America, Marine World, y también nos daban clases un poquito de lo que era nuestra cultura. Tenían un arcade room, and era bien divertido. That's where I got my love of Miss Pac-Man. That's what I want. That's my biggest thing, to have a Pac-Man. Miss Pac-Man, ahí arcade in my living room. Y después nos movimos a lo que fue el área de 89th in Holly, in Oakland, donde están los East Bay Dragons, totally different culture. Ahí hay un poquito de todo. Y ahí crecí. Ahí éramos básicamente los únicos latinos en esa cuadra. Y poco a poco ya empezaron a llegar demás personas. Me encantaba estar ahí en Oakland. Desgraciadamente, llegué de ver un poquito de todo. Momentos, como todo mundo, momentos felices, momentos tristes. Oakland ha cambiado demasiado. Ahora, cuando paso, como por decir, el otro día al centro de Oakland, se ve todos los encampments que hay. Es muy triste como ya no es el Oakland que conocíamos. Ayer incluso veníamos y salí del freeway y el área de Fruitvale, abajo del BART station, ya es puros encampments.
Okay.
So,
yeah, it's pretty eye-opening. Ahora, you know, I don't think it's Oakland only. I think it's just everywhere. Because here in Napa, we have it. We have it on, because everyone thinks Napa and it's, oh, it's bougie status or something like
that.
That's
what
we
thought coming up.
Yeah. pobres. I live in a comunidad where, because I'm a politician too, a little bit, and I do. I'm on the school board of trustees for the school district, and the reason why I decided to run for that seat was because I live in an area of poverty, and I also live in a area where the majority can't vote. And so all of our schools don't have a voice if that seat would have been left vacant. Because on the cusp of it, then you have, you know, el rico Napa que vive. Mm-hmm. So el rico Napa haciendo decisions for the majority, which is a minority, of course, really stuck in my head and said, ¿sabes que no podemos hacer eso? I mean, literally where I live, we're all low income, you know. And so I really appreciate the fact that I was given that seat for the same reason, because we always sit here and say, sabes que this isn't the Napa that I grew up in. Mm-hmm. Everything was just nice and green and everything was just beautiful. I mean, same, I grew up in Vallejo. And I look at Vallejo and I'm like, oh my gosh, ¿dónde se fue mi linda ciudad? Because, gosh, even those little trips like to Kmart to me was like, I was shopping at the best mm-hmm. mall ever in on the planet. And I still think it is. Mm-hmm. I'll still go to Kmart. pero ya, es un poco triste how sometimes we'd like to reverse time and see exactly what went wrong. Nena, tell us a little bit about where you're from.
From the same place, Fruitvale District.
Okay. That's fine. No, that's fine. So I'll get back to you on where you're from and y de donde es tu familia un poco, and just kind of growing up in where you're from. But let's kind of get into. How would you say, kind of illustrate, first of all, sorry, I got a little stuck there. Mercados, craft fairs. Describe one of these to us. I mean, not necessarily, you know, because we all tell somebody, I'm like, you got to go and see the art. And where is it at? Oh, it's at a vendor event. And people are like, no, well, I'm not really into those. But I keep looking at you guys' events that you guys are at. And I know, they look so much fun. I see micheladas flying. I see someone was double fisting two micheladas yesterday. I'm like, oh, God, where was that on Saturday? but, you know, explain to us what mercados are. And I know that there's a complete difference between a flea market and un mercadito.
Big time.
Yeah. So anybody want to go first?
Yeah. Okay, pues los mercados sí es un poquito diferente porque más que nada hay artesanos. Muchas de las personas que están en estos eventos, y ya sea que están creando las pinturas, estas... O están creando los aretes como tiene ella, o pins, o camisas. Ya ahora, ya hasta les digo yo a los vendors, ya yo ya ni voy a las tiendas, ya no compro online. Ya siempre es cuando voy a los eventos, ahí encuentras cosas que son definitivamente algo que es más nuestra cultura y lo que sabemos hacer nosotros con nuestras manos. Sí, claro, hay un poquito de todo. Como yo soy más bien una vendedora que una artesana. Yo traigo cosas de México para vender, pero es lo que ves ahí. Ves, como te digo, pinturas, ves pins, ves stickers, ves arte ahí. Todo eso es arte y artesanías.
Now, se hace una familia, I'm sure, because you guys are repeating vendors.
Vendors, yeah.
So I'm sure that, hey, ¿dónde está Juliana de tal? Uh-huh. You know, selling this or whatever. Today I was craving some freaking... someone was making, I think it was maybe your event... that you created for schools at a school.
Yeah.
And you had sent me a bit, well, you were going live. I was like, I need to go eat.
Lines are epic.
Yeah, they are. They're really long and very, like, I was there. Fui a un evento. Because you're, no, but I, there was something with some cupcakes.
Oh my God. Oh my yes. Goodness. Sweet Tooth. She's yes. in Modesto. So we went to an event. Nena y yo fuimos a un evento in Merced. And he was there. And it was so funny because he's selling his cupcakes. And I'm like, hey, abuelita cupcake and stuff, right? And so here I am, and I think, oh my God, la señora es la que hace los cupcakes. No, it's the guy who makes the cupcakes. La abuelita lo ayuda, right? So, but everybody thinks it's la abuelita. But he has the most delicious cupcakes. De abuelita, arcoiris, duvalín.
That's awesome.
Oh my God, those. And you eat them, and I'm like, literally, estás comiendo el mazapán cuando te comes uno de mazapán. La abuelita bean. It's like, oh my God, ¿cuál dieta? You cannot, if you come into a mercado, FYI, you cannot have a dieta. Think about a dieta, okay? La quebras ese fin de semana. Yeah. Como dice Nena, no es por nada, but yeah, I started doing the lives, and all of a sudden, cuando les decía que iba a ir a un evento, people would be like, what time are you going live? I want to see who's there. I want to know qué comida hay. And yeah, my lives kind of got a little bit out of hand there. Last weekend, my niece, because I couldn't leave my booth, it was just my niece and I vending, she went live, and everybody on the live, I was reading, why aren't you talking? What's going on? And my son had to go on there. My mom's not the one doing it. It's my cousin. Pero me gusta describir todo lo que está ahí porque a veces estos eventos, como la pulga tienes que pagar. En esos eventos no tienes que pagar.
Right.
En esos eventos son familiares, son gratis. Y algunos de esos eventos hay cosas para los niños gratuitamente porque a veces no podemos. A veces tenemos 3-4 niños y no podemos comprarles a todos algo o pensar la entrada y todo eso. So, trato de agarrar vendedores de comida que no sean muy caros también para que sean algo accesible a las familias. Right.
Okay. And that's fair. Yeah. I was going to say that because we do have a lot of fairs everywhere. Mm-hmm. I have to admit that there are vendor events, and you're looking at entrance costs to some of these vendor events or even just the booth.
Oh, yeah.
I have a big issue with the booth because other hat I wear is selling stuff as a vendor, but not what I want to. Mm-hmm. I want to be a vendor kind of selling Latino stuff. I'll talk to you guys about that later. And I'm like, well, I have to sell a certain amount of merchandise to be at this event is what I'm always thinking. And I will go bankrupt. There was no point in me buying a vendor spot because I didn't even make my quota. Mm-hmm.
Well, yesterday we ended up splitting the booth because we couldn't afford it on our own.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
We tried to do that with a lot of vendors.
Did you meet quota?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, good.
So we split the booth down the middle and we make it because they're hit and miss.
Yeah.
There's so many times where I'm texting my mom, can you pay this event for me? Can you pay this event for me?
Yeah.
Because I don't have money and you missed the deadline.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean. So, I was invited to an event on Saturday. I just couldn't. I had, drove from Monterey, and I'm like, no, I can't. And the quota was so high. I said, well, I have everything to set up. That's great. But it takes me so long to set up, and then it takes me so long to tear down. Is it really worth everything? Y honestamente, no sale. So, I guess that is one of the challenges. That was going to be one of my questions. What is one of the biggest challenges that you guys kind of face as vendors? What do you think?
Yeah, it's that. I think the booth, eso y que en algunos eventos las personas no reconocen eso y no nos quieren dar el split booth. Mm-hmm. No, you can't share. And sometimes it's good because when you share, like for example, I did an event last year and I literally split it in three. So I was like, one table here, and one table here. Mm. Y apenas. Y sí nos fue bien, pero solamente así, because it's so high.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest challenge, because other than that, tenemos grupos. Mm-hmm. In Instagram, nos conectamos, the ones vendors that... Que vamos a diferentes eventos.
Sí.
Y ya nos conectamos. Hey, who wants to share? I have a booth. Or hey, who needs a ride? The other day, she needed a ride to come to an event. And she reached out. She got in. Somebody gave her a ride. Mm-hmm. So eso es lo bueno de la vending family. Nos ayudamos con uno y otro. Hey, no traigo canopy. ¿Quién me presta una? ¿Sabes que se olvidó mi silla? Yesterday, my daughter was there. And she was helping another vendor because she needed to go somewhere for a little bit. And then another vendor was by herself, and I'm like, hey, I told my daughter, go and help her out. Ve, no iba a ir a comer. Quédate en su booth mientras ella va a comer. So nos ayudamos mutuamente todos, pero I think to me the biggest thing is that. Because feria, eventos hay donde quiera.
Oh, yeah.
Pero, ¿cómo cuestan? Y luego también que... Otra cosa es de que sometimes they do not answer or they don't reply their emails.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they do, it's full. I was like, sorry, but we're full. I was right. Like, okay, I messaged
because
you
they, like
ago.
Yesterday. Because they got all of their applications. So where was your event yesterday?
Yesterday was Viva Frida. That's where we went yesterday. It was really, it was the first time we both went there. One of the other the one that was double fisting, the one lock. she told me about it months ago, and I was like, okay. She's like, here's the email, get a hold of her, and yeah. And then afterwards, we were in different chats, and vendors were like, how did you get in? I was like, wait, cuando me lo dieron, I went for it right away, because like she says, you have to meet the deadline, and you have to make sure.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
yeah. There are a lot of things like peros que le ponen a certain vendor events. I've heard, you know, mándame una foto. If it doesn't look cosmetically nice, you're not invited. I'm like, I'm like, so you, it really is like kind of feeling the vibe for each one of the events. And I honestly, I think that that's probably where we get kind of stopped for expressing ourselves, that a lo mejor our application is denied because, you know, aesthetically it doesn't match with the culture that's going on in their town.
Yeah. That
or event.
At every event.
Really?
Yesterday, actually, somebody came up to me and told me that the same thing happened to her about this event.
Oh,
yeah.
That's sad. Yeah. That's sad. Okay. So in the room, we have two Latinas, really strong players here. Joanna Garcia Salazar with Hija del Maíz and Nena Pineda with Hija de Tu Padre. And we are on La Hora with Isela on KVON 1440 AM. We're going to go to a small commercial break, and then we're just going to start talking about, you know, their biggest influencers and what they're doing and how does that food taste when we're out at those vendor events. Okay. So please stay tuned, and we'll be right back after a few words from our sponsors.
Hi, this is Sports Director Ira Z. Smith, inviting you to visit our website at kvon.com. You'll find local, regional, and national sports news. There's a schedule of upcoming local play-by-play games, as well as you can click on audio to hear archives of recent play-by-play games. KVON also streams the station live online at kvon.com. All your Napa Valley sports action at 1440 KVON's website, kvon.com.
KVON's headquarters at South Napa Century Center, neighboring Computer Engineering Group. Enjoy the musical sounds of the Wine Country and KVON.
Indie, Americana, world, jazz, and local. This is KVON Music.
Hoy ya las flores no se ven. ¿Dónde ha quedado aquel romance? Ya no existen los poemas para conquistarse. Ahora se mandan solo mails. Ya nadie entrega chocolates. Pero me niego a renovarme, es mi manera. Te lo confieso que quisiera amarte a la antigua, entregarte mi vida, llenarte de rosas, cantarte canciones, pintarte caricias, amarte a la antigua, robarte sonrisas, tomarte la mano, abrirte la puerta, escribir de poesías, amar como antes. Ahora los amores duran solo un instante, pero lo nuestro es al revés, cada minuto es importante. Pero me niego a renovarme, es mi manera.
lo confieso que quisiera amarte a la antigua, entregarte mi vida, llenarte de rosas, cantarte canciones, pintarte caricias, amarte a la antigua, robarte sonrisas, tomarte la mano, abrirte la puerta, escribirte poesías, amar como antes. Eres justo como te soñé, tú no sabes cuánto te esperé. Deseo para siempre amarte a la antigua, entregarte mi vida, llenarte de rosas, cantarte canciones, pintarte caricias, amarte a la antigua, robarte sonrisas, tomarte la mano, abrirte la puerta, escribirte poesías, amar como antes, amarte a la antigua.
Hola and welcome back. This is La Hora with Isela on 1440 AM KVON. We are live streaming también, kvon.com. Se me olvidó decirles. And si no saben, yo creo que va a estar on replay because we want to highlight the vendors we have here in our studio today. Joana Garcia Salazar with Hija del Maíz and Nena Pinedo with Hija de Tu Padre. So we are now in the second segmento. We were talking about mercados, craft fairs, what was the difference between that and flea markets, which is a huge difference. And so if you didn't hear it, te lo perdiste. So we wanted to talk to Nena and Joana a little bit more about, you know, what would you say in your past made you into the vendor you are today? ¿Qué sería?
Siempre me la avientas a mí primero. Is it because of my age?
I think.
Okay, yeah.
Are we allowed to cut?
No. Not really. We're going to try not to.
La vida y los golpes de la vida. Okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think I just being at home, being lazy, okay, made me want to get out there. I was just on my couch.
Really?
That's what I was doing. I was,
yeah, and just
up,
wanting something.
I was waking
for
up. I'd walk downstairs to the kitchen, sit on the couch, go to sleep. That's all I would do.
Okay. And so it was just going out there and doing something better for,
yes,
yourself.
I needed to.
Yeah.
I was just,
well,
going.
I have to say your earrings are fabulous. So they speak for themselves.
Thank you.
So, yeah. And so so just wanting something better for yourself. You see, I know, I understand. Todo lo de los golpes. Everybody's kind of had that, a little bit of a story like that. And more or less, I don't say that anybody's golpes or de la vida are much greater than anyone other's golpes, you know? So I totally understand that. How about you, Joana? What do you think?
How I started? Why, yeah, I started? I started... esto lo traigo en la sangre. Es parte de mis raíces.
Okay.
Mis abuelitos eran comerciantes, from both sides. Escuché más de la familia de mi mamá, que eran comerciantes, y yo cuando estaba más chiquilla vendía en La Pulga, en Oakland, so okay, ya estaba acostumbrada,
hey,
a eso, right?
I know La Pulga de Oakland.
Yeah, I estaba en la flea market every Saturday and Sunday, right next to where my dad used to work at Colombo Bakery, and después de años, desgraciadamente, deportaron a mi esposo, y él empezó a pintar, y cuando yo iba, pues no estaba acostumbrada todavía, no me acostumbraba a ir y no sabía qué ropa llevarme o nada. Se llevaba dos maletas llenas de cosas. Y después de un tiempo, una maleta se convirtió en traer ropa típica, las blusas, que a mí siempre me gusta traer blusas tradicionales. Y me preguntaban, ¿dónde la agarraste? It's very different of, you know, what we see out here.
Right.
And so I was like, oh, I go to Mexico. Bring me one next time. So I started bringing them. Mm-hmm. And then... my husband started falling a little bit in depression of our situation because, you know, it's expensive to go back and forth. So I would only go maybe once cada dos meses. Mm-hmm. Y nada más iba por un fin de semana. Empezó él a pintar. Le dije que me pintara, le gusta dibujar mucho. Y le dije que me pintara cuadros de lotería. So empezó a pintarme, tenía la lotería all around my kitchen.
Oh.
Y una amiga que fue una persona que siempre ha estado en mi vida, Kathy, she's also a vendor, me dijo, pues trae las cosas, vente a uno de los eventos, ¿te animas? En ese día, y me llevé sus cuadros, y ese día vendió por primera vez el 4 cuadros.
¡Wow!
Sin que él supiera, los llevé. Se le vendieron, y empezó, y ahora, pues nos ha ayudado para muchas cosas. Ahorita, pues, tenemos unos perritos ahí. Le había puesto en mi Instagram. Tenemos esta que se llama Roxy.
Oh.
Tuvo que tener cirugía. Y gracias a todos los vendedores y personas que, amigos que conocimos en Instagram, nos ayudaron, compraron pinturas. Y con eso pudimos pagar su operación. Nos han ayudado. Hemos trabajado también con un orfanato. So, de algo, de los golpes de la vida, algo se ha creado.
Right.
Y poco a poco hemos salido adelante. Incluso mi esposo ya ha estado tuvo un art show con otro artista en Oakland, en una galería que se llama Beso Maya. So, así es como empezamos nosotros. Y ahora, de nuestras situaciones, estamos tratando de ayudar y hacer las que otras personas vean otras cosas que están pasando. Todos los vendedores tenemos nuestra historia. ya sea porque, pero al fin de cuentas todos estamos luchando para seguir adelante. Uh-huh. Y lo que se está viendo ahora es que todos estamos enseñando un poquito de nuestra cultura en bolsas, camisas, pinturas, de todo, stickers.
Yeah.
Y me gusta porque lo estamos motivando a nuestra nueva generación.
So, de todo lo que tú vendes, Joanna, ¿qué se puede esperar? What can I purchase from Hija del Maíz?
Pues tengo las pinturas de mi esposo, como la que enseñé aquí, mm-hmm. y ahí hicimos esta pulsita. La usa como makeup bag. Ahora mi hija también empezó, tenemos los pins. A ver, ¿qué más traje? Traigo cosas para la casa, las tacitas tradicionales.
¡Ay, qué preciosas!
Y todas estas están pintadas a mano.
¿Are they a mano from your esposo?
No, estas son de una familia que viene de Guerrero y allá ellos encontraron su niche y ahí empezaron ellos a pintar. Ellos traen las cosas, las mandan de allá. Aquí usualmente vemos estas calaveras del Día del Muerto, uh-huh. pero yo me conecté con ellos y ellos las hacen personalizadas.
¡Oh, qué bien!
So, como, por ejemplo, aquí vamos a ver muchas ahorita el Día de los Muertos de los Raiders, los Niners y eso, pero yo me traje muchas de los Cholos, de la América, de las Chivas. Esto es un búho. Que si le pones una lamparita abajo.
¡Ay, qué padre!
Tiene aquí, está todo cortado y sales una nightlight.
Ah, ok. So, that's awesome.
Ya, se me traigo muchas cosas y todo está pintado, hecho a mano. También tenemos, como les dije, blusas, vestidos. A veces me encargan alcancías. I have little piggy banks de diferentes.
Ok.
This was really funny to me cuando compré esta, because I was trying to post it and I couldn't remember. I had one of those brain farts. And I couldn't remember what to call it in Spanish, so I put la chingadera donde se ponen las toallitas. Y una señora me dijo, me gusta, pero luego cuando ya no es el Día de los Muertos, le digo, pues nada más volteela.
Oh,
porque
that's
tiene
sweet.
De los dos lados.
That's cool.
Y una señora tuvo una fiesta para su nieto de Coco, mm-hmm. y me encargó un montón de estas cosas. Like,
that's
esas
awesome.
Son las cosas, como les digo, trato de ver cosas que no se vean aquí.
Sí, sí, sí. And that's exactly where a lot of, I would say a lot of your sales are focused on something so original that mm-hmm. that there, you can't find it elsewhere. Now, Nena, sí. So for your specific items, so what can we find at your mercado?
You can find everything. I have mugs, backpacks. I didn't bring anything.
I'm going to buy the mugs.
I was just coming to support her, so I didn't bring anything. But this is my brand. This is this type of stuff you find. I will have mugs, necklaces, hoops.
I'm gonna just go in with my Facebook Live to show your earring and clothes.
Okay. Yeah, so this is my brand.
Let's go.
Carrion.
And the necklace.
Oh, Oakland.
Yes. Todas tenemos esa.
Yes. This is my niece, or my cousin's. And this is mine. I thought I bought you.
This one's my daughter's. Yeah.
Now, please tell me what the earrings stand for.
Okay.
So you have big hoops on. Y tiene un arbolito pintado. So, mucha gente no sabe qué significa el arbolito.
This is the oak tree.
Okay.
This is the tree that the city of Oakland, growing up, when I had all my homework, everything, every letter from the school, anything, had city of Oakland or Unified School District of Oakland. And it had this tree. This tree is my childhood.
Yeah. Okay.
Every vendor in Oakland, anybody in Oakland mm-hmm. has this tree.
That's awesome. So and for you, it's part of your cultura. So you grew up.
Yes.
And so for I see it and I know that it represents Oakland and I've seen it in different types of merchandise. I don't know who, maybe you guys know who the vendor is, actually did one with nopales. Did you guys do that
one? Minis, man.
Oh, aquí es el pueblo.
Yeah, sí.
Probably. Ajá, yeah. Se llama Best One.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's my friend's boyfriend.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Because I saw that. And I'm like, oh, that is such an original mm-hmm. idea, which is awesome. But, you know, just with viendo tus aretes, I'm like, oh, sabes que this reminds me of, like, something you see over and over growing up and what it means to you. So you're part of the city of Oakland, and that's part of your upbringing.
Yes.
So let me see your backpack really quick. So it's a side view of Selena with some big hoops saying, Hija de tu Padre, mm-hmm. and Trap Selena. I love it. So when we want to purchase any of your items.
This was actually my seven-year-old daughter's design.
Oh, really?
She's the one who kept saying, Mommy, put Trap Selena, because of the Cardi B song. 7 years old.
That's awesome.
That shows what type of a bad mom I am.
So where can we buy your merchandise?
Mine you can buy online or in any event. My website is hijadetupadre.com.
Okay.
But I'm usually at almost every big event in the Bay, in the East Bay.
Okay.
Instagram, you'll see every event I post.
Okay. Sounds good. Now, what would you say your range of prices is? Like, you know how Yelp does $1 bill, you guys do $2 bills or $3 or $4 bills.
I have products from $2 to $35.
Oh, that's not bad. Yes. That's a good price range.
Then mine's are a little bit higher because of the paintings, but
of course.
I have things as cheap as $5 to $10.
Your $2 fans.
The $2 fans, me traigo los abanicos. You know, que traen, que tienen en Guerrero o Chiapas. $2. A veces encuentro cosas bien baratas allá. Y eso es una cosa that...
You don't upsell as much
no,
as
I
other
don't.
Vendors.
No, I don't want to do that porque yo sé lo que es. Yo, claro, me cuesta regresar y agarrar las cosas, pero tampoco no me voy a pasar. I mean, to each its own, everybody has their prices and we know we're all struggling. Pero yo quiero que haga más de lo que hay. Si sí, a mí me sí, lo dan sí. en $5, yeah, maybe lo subo $5 y me, you know, me lo vendo a 10. Lo que nunca voy a hacer cuando yo voy allá a México a traerme las cosas es regatear. No estamos en la pulga, más aparte son artesanos que están creando estas right. cosas en su, y con su tiempo.
Ooh, I got the chills thinking about that. Yeah. So I know what you mean. So and regatear it's I would say it's really like a slap in the face sometimes.
It has been. That happened to me the first time not too long ago, and I had this beautiful plate. I was selling it for $30, which is not expensive because I've seen en las tiendas cuánto salen. Oh, and on websites he visto. Y la señora, te doy 25. And I looked at her and I was like, who are you talking to? It's like, no, I don't think so. I was like, no, está 30.
Oh, yeah. When people were buying like two, God. Three pieces of jewelry. Ya te compré tres. Dame el cuarto o el quinto gratis. And I'm like... It still costs money to make.
Yeah. O si no me dice, ¿y el pilón? I'm like, de pilón no lo voy a cobrar taxi, señora, ¿ok? Because y ahorita el square ya cobra taxi, si no se lo estoy cobrando
yeah,
solo.
That's horrible. So what would you say to other vendors that are out there? Because esto no está acabando el tiempo. But what would you say, a piece of advice you would give to others to unleash the beast vendor in them?
No se den por vencidos. No piensen que son menos que nadie. Todos somos iguales, todos empezamos desde cero y nada más es seguir echándole ganas y conectarse unos con otros. No todos los vendors no todos somos amigables o amistosos, pero van a encontrar a alguien. Busquen las personas en Instagram, en Facebook, mándenles mensajes. Y van a ver que van a encontrar a alguien que les va a ayudar. Yo personalmente, si me piden ayuda y yo puedo, con todo gusto. No se den por vencido.
Yeah. How about you, Miss Cho, Nina? What do you think? What would be your piece of advice for someone sitting on the couch?
Get up. Get out there.
Yeah. I have to say, like, so many things speak volumes. Oh, that's beautiful.
Sí. Si ellos no se dieron por vencidos y trabajaron de sol a sol, nuestros abuelos, nuestras tías, nuestras madres, si ellos no se dieron por vencidos, ¿por qué no vamos a dar nosotros en este tiempo ya? Tenemos muchos más derechos ahorita de los que tenían ellos. Ellos pelearon, ellos estuvieron en la cárcel, ellos tuvieron que aguantar pesticidas, vinieron de lejos, trabajar de sol a sol. So, no se den por vencidos. Estamos aquí por una razón, acuérdense de eso. Ya sea que hayan venido hace tiempo de niños, ya sea que hayan nacido aquí, no se den por vencidos.
Well, thank you so much for bringing all of your pieces of art. I'm going to show really quick on my Facebook Live. So this is Nena's mug and brought your husband's artwork to life on her mug. So there's different types of mugs. I've seen that there's a lot of different statement pieces, including...
That actually wasn't even my design. Really? My mom's coworker, he texts me and he's like, hey, look at this, make it. So I made it and I just started adding little sayings to them.
Yeah.
And they took off. Mm-hmm. And actually the other day, he sent me a text and he goes, hey, you gonna give me the credit for that or what?
No, I saw who had it. Chuy Gomez, yes. A radio guy. Mm-hmm. So it was really, really nice that he was putting the mug to his face. I'm like, it's so empty, but he's playing the part.
And you can get anyone. That's what I like about her mugs. You can choose anything that you want. I got two of them for my husband.
Yeah.
El mío dice, toy necio y toy mulo. So it depends which one he's using that day. That's what I have to be careful with. Y tiene uno que dice que proud mother of a few dumb kids.
That was Mother's Day. Those are Mother's Day gifts.
Y uno que está en, uno que it always sells out is como chingas.
Yes. Yeah. And you know what? Yeah. The funny thing is when I first started my business, I made those type of mugs and I had an aunt come up, one of my aunts, and it's okay if she's listening, come up to me and she says, I can't believe you're making that type of stuff. Nobody's going to buy it. That's so inappropriate. Or she would say little digs like, Selena died years ago. Nobody's going to buy that.
Really?
Yes.
I am still a big Selena fan.
So to this day, I will post on their stuff because
these are all my Selena
they
songs.
Were my biggest haters. They, my aunts were my biggest haters.
I know.
It's okay if my dad's listening to this because he needs to know my aunts were my biggest haters.
I had, and my mom could listen to this all day long, but it's not until that moment passed that you take that jump. My mom was like, no, don't be a business owner. Just, ve y gana, no, ve y agarra un cheque y beneficios and everything. Mm-hmm. She's like, why are you going to be a sole proprietor? And so then after I made the jump, it's like, ay, ¿cómo te van el trabajo? Hola, like,
más que nada un trabajo que a nosotros nos guste. Yeah. Es la cosa, yeah.
So just so you know, I'm a health and safety consultant for ag businesses. So my clients are my farm workers. So it's really a rewarding job. And I did that starting 2015. So I va la cosa. You know, it's a slow and progress, but it was very, it's been a progressive job. So it's very rewarding. Ladies, I thank you so much because you came all the way from the Bay Area to our little home, the Napa. We are going to definitely think of something to bring you guys back into Napa for sure. In celebrating La Herencia Latina, I thought, man, we need to bring cultura, we need to bring art, we need to make it live and well here. I know there's another vendor, I can't even think, Afro-Cubana, something like that. I can't remember. She has... or Boricua, excuse me, Bori Afro, I can't think of it right now. But anyway, I really wanted to bring her in because I think her cultura is a little bit of African-American y Latino. I don't know which Latino, side of things she's on. But it's really interesting because the East Coast kind of celebrates that. And I want to see what that feels like. I want to see their cultura. I want to talk about no nada más Mexicanos. I want to talk about Cubanos. I want to talk about Salvadorians. Because I feel like, I think I represent Latinos a lot here in Napa. But I'm like... ¿Dónde están mis cubanos? I love their music.
Comida. Comida everywhere.
Salvadoreños, comida too. I'm like, oh my God. So good.
Si nunca quedamos de acuerdo como latinos en algo, siempre nos echamos, ¿qué es el mexicano? ¿Qué es el salvadoreño? Este otro. La única cosa que siempre quedamos de acuerdo es que nuestras comidas all around are the best.
They bring us to the table.
Yeah.
That's for sure. That is for darn sure. Well, thank you, ladies, again. I'm going to disfrutar my tacita. I love it. Thank you so much. And so thank your husband, too. I really do wish you guys a lot of luck. I know that it's a story that nobody else can tell. I mean, being 5 years apart and you guys making it work, I'm los felicito because there are a ton of people that, that will separate people. Mm-hmm. Que nomás no aguantan. And so I hope that the art that he's creating is uplifting him. And depression is a real thing. I kind of went through it a little bit, and I don't talk about it enough. But
I'm going through it now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It just kind of, I mean, in public, you could be the most positive person. Mm-hmm. And once, you know, that dies down, you're at home and it really brings you down. So I hope que él encuentre la luz, then I'm sure he's finding with
si
you.
No, encontrar la chancla porque se lo voy a aprender.
He's found no it with dejar, you for yes. sure. Thank you, ladies, so much. Anything you guys want to say? A little shout out to some of the vendors. We have about like 3 more minutes.
Oh, wow. So thank you to a lot of vendors. My first help was La Ruca Artes in Oakland. She does all this stuff. And right now she's literally needing help. If you guys go into my Instagram, I have it on my profile. She just got her brother-in-law deported. He's Cambodian. So if you guys think it's only Latinos, it's not. It's a lot of different people that are getting deported. Also, shout out to La Casita in Oakland. That's like one of the spots to eat Mexican food. If you guys are down there, check it out. También, let me see who else. Hella Crafty. She's always working with the community, uplifting our youth and making them aware that they are more just than students. They can work with their hands too. She does a lot of pop-ups. Next to Best One, which is her boyfriend, the one that's the nopal. Tu Tienda Azteca. Who else? Chiola Creations from San Jose. Muertos 408 from San Jose. Muertos Arte 408 from San Jose. The one lock, the one that was double fisting. Se ve viejita, pero viejita pero picosa. Su Mexicana. Who else?
You could go in vendors Arte, and
I'll go. Arte Fiel Morena. Of course, my husband, deported artist. Artes Luna. Maldición Arte. Shout out this shirt. This is my favorite shirt right now.
Oh, nice.
I love this shirt because, of course, maíz es resistencia. Por eso soy hija del maíz. who else can I think of?
It was to who we want to thank, right?
Yeah.
I want to thank my parents. My cool. parents, my grandma who's in heaven right now, my team, my grandpa and my Nina, my parents, my daughter, my grandma.
Nice. With your daughter's name?
Noemi.
Noemi. Yes. Shout out to Noemi.
Shout out to my buns.
There you go.
Now, yo a mis hijos, to thank them. And my niece was always with me. En el teléfono, sending stuff. Pero we call them my maíz gang. And, of course, my parents that taught me que primero es el español y luego el inglés.
Yeah.
And my name, if you guys ever want to look it up, it's Hijas del Maíz. Became because my dad puras hijas tuvo, y en vez de decirnos, you know, a bad word, nos decía hijas del maíz tostado. So I thought that was a great representation of him. And you know, seguimos ahí las cuatro de nosotros somos puras mujeres, y un agradecimiento enorme a todas las personas que nos han apoyado, ya sea con palabras, ya sea viniendo a los eventos, o nada más simplemente con que lo pongan, reposting our stuff, that means yes. a million to us.
Yeah.
Reposting our yeah. stuff, commenting, that shows more support actually than going and making a purchase.
Oh,
on sometimes.
That's so sweet.
If we post an item, anything we post, our friends, when they start reposting it, that brings
more clients.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
of course,
because not all of us have the same following. You know, some people right now I'm working with this girl from Gilroy that reached out to me, and I only have 1,700 followers. She goes, but I only have like 60 something. And I go, but that's okay, your followers are not my followers. So
yeah,
nos una y otra. And that's what I try to do. If you guys ever have a chance to look at my crazy stories, and you'll see things that are happening through the day and other vendors yes. that I definitely really support.
Well, thank you, ladies. I want to close off the show. This was Hija del Maíz and Hija de tu Padre. We had Joanna here and we had Nena here. And so let's go support them by visiting their Instagram and Facebook page, Hija del Maíz and Hija de tu Padre. And so this concludes our show for La Hora with Isela on KVON 1440 AM. Ya saben, disfruten. And don't forget, let's keep supporting nuestro Latino vendors. And not just Latinos, there's so many public vendors out there. Pero celebrando la herencia latina, seguimos para adelante. Hasta la próxima y aquí nos vemos, mi gente. Adiós.
KVON Napa, 1440 AM and KVON.com.
Broadcasting live from South Napa Century Center.